small child, there were not as many conveniences as we have today for the home. And I well remember the huge, to me it was huge at the time, iron stove that my mother baked the most delicious bread in the time. And it was after I was about 5, I guess, or 6 that they first had natural gas in Texarkana. And the old stove had to go, and the next place came a nice, shiny gas line.
Daughter, both remarks. that people were talking about the depression, and some of their companions in school were mentioning about the, how they couldn't do this and they would decide that. And my son spoke up and said, well, it would be to his father's eternal credit that they scarcely knew they were going to feel depression. There were times when maybe they couldn't go to a picture show when they wanted to, but it was not discussed at home, and they went through the depression without really realizing that we were having hard times. This time, I always enjoyed a great cultural activity. We had symphonies and coming in, you know, road shows and things like that. We'd have stage plays, and we always had Can you recall any picture show that you can remember most vivid from that day?
Oh, I think the main picture that I would remember would be The Birth of a Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe they've ever talked it down through the years. One thing that was famous for, it's frequently referred to as a gateway to the Southwest because we had four large trunk lines coming into that Texarkana, Missouri Pacific, Texas and Pacific, and Kansas City Southern, and Cottonville. And it was very easy to get on a train and go almost any direction. And we miss that now. I mean, you usually have to resort to buses offline since we haven't the passenger service that we had in those years. Also, this town was famous, and I rather imagine it still is. I can remember in my children's geography book, they would have a picture of the Dickey's Place plant there, which manufactures all sorts of sewer pipes, and it's one of the largest, reputed to be the largest in the country. This town also has two large defense plants there, and they have a tremendous payroll and employ thousands of people. And during World War I and World War II, ammunition was shipped out daily. And those two plants are still in operation. I don't know if they'll be cut back now that the war is over. But they have been a large part of the economy of Texas for many, many years.
Now,
Mr.
Jones,
let's
talk about World War II. Most of us weren't around to hear about all the news and Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I remember so well. We were having our Sunday dinner, and one of the neighbor boys came rushing across the street screaming, Mr. Freeland, Pearl Harbor has been attacked by the gas. And it was certainly a dreadful, dreadful time. And then, of course, in just a little while, we had the new boys on the street with their exits, calling out exits, tell all about it. And then during World War II, I had several nephews here in active duty. My son was not in because he was in school. And I lost one nephew in the Air Force over Austria. He was, on a B-17 bomber. I don't know what they call them now, but he was shot down over Austria. And that was a very sad time for all of us because he was the youngest son of my favorite sister.
What was the difference in action for the war? How did the people respond to the news of the war and Hitler?
Well, I know that they were terribly upset about it and eager to help in every way. We had volunteers in everything you could imagine, you know, the Red Cross volunteers, and everybody bought bombs because they realized the seriousness of it.
Mrs. Miller, what was the shopping center like then? Did you have any big stores this time?
No, we had a few, possibly supermarkets, but not as large as we have now. But for the most part, we just had department stores and specialty shops, and very often just a neighborhood meat market and grocery.
How was your grocery shopping then?
Well, most of the time, I usually shopped and bought quite a bit of goods about once a week. It wasn't a case of hopping in the car and running down every time you forgot something, you know, like we do now. Run 4 or 5 miles to get a bottle of vanilla if you're making a cake. In those days, you just didn't do that. You kept a list of things that you were getting out of, and then when you shopped diligently and got everything that you needed.
Can you remember any large department stores that we still have today, and how much they've changed?
Well, let me see. In those days, we had a J.C. Penney company and also Sears in Pennsylvania. But I confess I didn't shop too much from those. I usually had my favorite papers to buy, and they often just arrived at the store where I had traded, or where my mother had traded even when I was younger.
Would you like to skip?
Church on the Arkansas side, but the same church on the Texas side. So we had two First Baptists and two Roman Catholics, two Episcopalians, two Presbyterians. We met everything that was in Texas. We had also in Arkansas, and we could have been a very, very good sort of citizenry, but we did have lovely churches there.
Do you find
that
people more religious today, or
no? I really believe that they were more religious in those days. I really do think they were. However, I think now, possibly, religion may be, maybe they're treating it in a little more personal manner now, meaning more to the individual than just going in a great big body and being there at a certain time. And I really think that possibly religion is, at least I like to feel that it's deeper now for the individual. And I think there's a trend to go back. I know I've noticed in shopping this year's season that there are a good many long waisted styles for ladies with pleated skirts or pleated flounces on the bottoms of the skirts. And there's a similarity to the styles that we've had in the 20s and 30s years and years ago. I think the greatest change in clothing that we experience now is the difference in materials. Formerly, 30 years ago, you wore woolen, pure wool in the wintertime, and you had linen and cotton and pure silk. Whereas now we have all the synthetic, dacron, polyester, nylon, and rayon. And that is what I find to be different is the materials that they're made of. Of course, I personally am delighted with the primer press, and it eliminates a lot of dry cleaning and a lot of ironing at home.
Were people as more conscious of their clothing 20 years ago as they are today? Were the men, like they are today, you know, fashion conscious?
Yes, the men are fashion conscious. I believe they're fashion conscious always. God love them. They differ in this way, Donna. I remember if you had a child with, and you knew the temperature was running 103 or 104, the doctor would come to the house to see the baby. Whereas now, you can call and tell them if you have a child with temperature 104, and they will bring them right into the clinic or bring them right into the office. And when my children were young, I guess it was old-fashioned and possibly ignorance on my part, but I felt like if you went out on a rainy afternoon with a child with fever 103, you possibly would have a case of pneumonia on your hands. But evidently that isn't the case because we take them all to the clinics now when they need attention, or to the doctor's office. It's seldom do they make a house.